I gave him some coffee, Sally says. He's in the kitchen.
I don't care what room he's in.
Jillian looks at her sister. Sometimes Sally really doesn't get it. She certainly doesn't seem to understand what it means to bury a body in your backyard.
What are we going to tell him?
Sally clutches at her chest and goes white.
I may be having a heart attack, she announces.
Oh, terrific. That's all we need.
Jillian slips on a pair of flip-flops, then stops to consider her sister. Sally can have a fever of 103 before she thinks to complain. She can spend the whole night in the bathroom, brought to her knees by a stomach virus, and be cheery by the first light of morning, down in the kitchen, already fixing a fruit salad or some blueberry waffles.
You're having a panic attack, Jillian decides. Get over it. We have to convince that damn investigator we don't know anything.
Jillian runs a comb through her hair, then starts for the door. She turns when she senses that Sally isn't following her.
Well, Jillian says.
Here's the thing, Sally says. I don't think I can lie to him.
Jillian walks right up to her sister.
Yes, you can.
I don't know. I may not be able to sit there and just lie. It's the way he looks at you.
Listen to me.
Jillian's voice is thin and high.
We will go to jail unless you lie, so I think you'll be able to do it. When he talks to you, don't look at him.
She takes Sally's hands in her own.
He'll ask a few questions, then he'll go back to Arizona and everyone will be happy.
Right, Sally says. Remember, don't look at him.
Okay.
Sally nods. She thinks she can do this, or at the very least she can try.
Just follow my lead, Jillian tells her.
The sisters cross their hearts and hope to die, then swear they're in this together forever till the absolute very end. They'll give Gary Hallett simple facts. They won't say too much or too little. By the time they have their story worked out and go downstairs, Gary has finished his third cup of coffee and has memorized every item on the kitchen shelves. When he hears the women on the stairs, he wipes his eyes with the back of his hand and pushes his coffee cup away.
Hey there, Jillian says.
She's good at this, that's for sure. When Gary stands to greet her, she sticks her hand out for him to shake, just like this was a regular old social event. But when she really looks at him, when she feels his grip on her hand, Jillian gets nervous. This guy won't be easy to fool. He's seen a lot of things and heard a lot of stories, and he's smart. You can tell that just by looking at him. He may be too smart.